Abdu'l-Bahá addresses Congress of Followers, April 27, 1912, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Star. He will also dedicate Temple of Unity, erected by Chicago Baha'ists. Chicago, April 27th. Abdu'l-Bahá, head of the Baha'ist sect, which, although originating in Persia, now has over 14 million adherents in all parts of the world, has come all the way from Persia to address the faithful at the American Congress of Baha'ists, opened here today. The aged Persian spent half a century of his life in prison on account of his religious views and his attempts to convert the Mohammedans to the new faith, which, it is declared, embraces all that is best in all religions. Abdu'l-Bahá, whose father was the prophet and principal founder of the cult, says his purpose is to unite all religions into one. Before returning to Persia, he will address the Lake Mohonk, New York Peace Conference, the middle of next month. He is an advocate of universal peace, believes in women's rights, and is otherwise socially and politically progressive. While in Chicago, Abdu'l-Bahá will dedicate the new Mashreq al-Azkar, the first Temple of Unity to be built by the Baha'ists in America. In addition to the nine-sided structure for religious worship, there will be four other buildings on the grounds, one a hospice for entertaining traveling Baha'ists, another a hospital, a third a school for orphans, and a fourth a home for the caretakers. In the Baha'i movement, there are no paid preachers, as all teach and all work. Abdu'l-Bahá advocates that all Baha'ists, whether Catholic, Protestant, or of whatever sect, retain their membership in their own churches, living the life there rather than forming a new congregation or sect. People of all denominations and of none are among those in attendance at today's convention, and numbers of delegates are wealthy and prominent in their own communities.